May 26, 2019, the sixth Sunday of Easter. The first meditation in connection with the Holy Spirit, we speak about the long enmity or long suffering. Some people use also the word patience. So we'll start from today until Pentecost to leave a little bit the system you are used to, the scripture and short meditations. Instead of this, we will make 13 little meditations to come closer to the Holy Spirit.
Rey celeste, Espíritu consolador, Espíritu de verdad, que estás presente en todas partes y lo llenas todo. Tesoro de todo bien y fuente de la vida, ven y habita en nosotros, purifícanos y sálvanos, tú que eres
So in the beginning, we will start with a prayer. Holy Spirit, kiss of the Father and the Son, you sweet and intimate kiss, so Saint Bernard from Clairvaux said, we want to know you better and to love you more. Come into our soul like the sun, which is enlightening all if there are no obstacles. Come like an arrow of flame to the deepest point of our soul. You are not living in hearts which are proud. No, you are living in souls with humility. Give us your light in these days when we prepare the coming of the Holy Spirit in our church. And you are our consolator and teacher, bridegroom of our soul, the one who makes us holy. The love is long-suffering. Long-suffering is a wonderful fruit which is growing the souls which are listening to you and do not lose the courage if there's a long way. Similar is the word of patience, but this long-suffering is more directed to the goods of the Spirit. So inside of this long-suffering is consistency and the capacity to wait. And so the soul gets stronger and is able for more suffering. So the long suffering is as a fruit coming out of the relationship with you and is inviting everybody. It is divine nature, as the apostle said in 1 Tim, I found mercy, and Christ showed to me as a first his long-suffering for all who will believe in future to him and will receive eternal life. So the long-suffering of God is calling us for conversion. We learn that he is waiting for us, and his love is never-ending. He is always ready to carry us, and it's not going away from us. His heart remains open also when we are going to close us. Always he is ready to forgive us, also when we refuse it. Never he gives up. And we can notice that he is asking for our love.
Abundat in nomine.
We are also called to practice long-suffering. You Holy Spirit want this, that your way, your being, will be enfolded in us to other people, always to be ready to forgive, to hold open our heart, to carry other ones, also to have patience with ourselves, sometimes it's necessary. And to be able to wait, and always trying to do the good. So, Holy Spirit, please, there is so much work before us. All this pride, all this jealousy, all these obstacles in our heart, they have to be penetrated, they have to be purified, that your fruit can grow in us. Thanks to the Lord that you are long-suffering and patience, and have patience with me. So, please, Holy Spirit, let us go together. And I ask you for a long breath. I ask you that I will have a lot of patience. And help me to come over my impatience. Not always to follow my first emotions. No. When I notice my patience is so weak, I'm not ready for long-suffering, that I ask for your help. Let me reflect and meditate how you are working with me, with so much patience and so much long-suffering. Please realize your love inside of me, that I really give a testimony of you, of my Lord. You will not only reach me. No, you are sent by our Heavenly Father and the Son to complete the work God wants to do. You will call the people. You will lead them back to the way to God. That the people who had been irritated. And because you are long-suffering, I also want to be it. And to work with patience and force in the vineyard of the Lord. Please give me your force when I'm tired. Give me correction when I'm not awakened enough, and make me ready to follow you in all and everything.